This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Election Commission will announce the schedule of the upcoming assembly elections in four states and one union territory at 4 p.m. today. Assembly polls are to be held in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry. The term of the 294-member Legislative Assembly of West Bengal ends on 7th May. The term of the 126-member Legislative Assembly of Assam ends on 20th May. And the term of the 140-member Kerala Assembly expires on 23rd May. While the term of 234-member Assembly in Tamil Nadu ends on 10th May, and in Puducherry, the term of the 30-member Assembly expires on 15th June. The Election Commission has sought a report from the Police Commissioner of Kolkata regarding the non-utilization of central forces during the clash that broke out between the BJP and the Trinamool Congress workers at Girish Park yesterday. The clash occurred while the BJP supporters were on their way to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rally at the Brigade Parade Ground. 8 police personnel and several supporters from both sides were injured. BJP's North Kolkata District President Tomogna Ghosh was hospitalized after being struck with a brick. Kolkata police registered a Suomoto case. State police said 4 people have been arrested so far, including 3 BJP workers from Boranagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with state and union territory level winners of My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 beginning today. This initiative encourages the youth to discuss the union budget and share their perspectives on building a Viksit Bharat or developed India. A report.
My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 focuses on engaging young minds or Yuva Shakti in participatory governance and economic planning. The move is also aimed at strengthening the role of Amrit Pidhi or young generation in shaping policy and contributing to an Atmanirbhar Viksit Bharat by 2047. The My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 received a massive response with over 12 lakh young participants and 47,000 essays submitted. In this contest, My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 organized on My Bharat platform has emerged as a unique initiative that brings the union budget closer to the youth of the country, enabling them to understand its priorities, reflects on its vision and actively contributes idea for India's development journey. Adil Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Central Board of Secondary Education has cancelled the Class 12 examinations scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month in the West Asian region. The board also said that examinations dated from the 1st to the 9th of this month, which were earlier postponed, shall also stand cancelled. It added that the mode of results declaration for Class 12 candidates in the West Asian region will be notified separately in due course. The United Arab Emirates remains on heightened security alert as tensions escalate across West Asia following United States strikes on Karg Island, Iran's main crude export hub in the Persian Gulf. U.S. President Donald Trump said American forces destroyed several military targets on the island but did not strike the oil export infrastructure. Iranian authorities have not yet released a detailed assessment of the damage. Meanwhile, in an interview to American news channel, President Trump said while Tehran appears ready to make a deal to end the conflict, the terms are not good enough yet. Trump also shrugged off fears about rising oil prices. He said there is so much oil and gas out there, but it is being clogged up a little bit. He said it will be unclogged very soon. Air India and Air India Express have announced the cancellation of 14 flights today amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. However, flights have been planned from Sharjah to Delhi, Kannur, Kochi, Kozhikode, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram. Air India has informed in a statement that 2 flights will also operate from Ras Al Khaimah to Kozhikode and Kochi. The airline said these flights will be operated subject to slot availability and conditions prevailing during the time of operation. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Punjab for today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya for the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.